again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 31st of August, 2007. It was on this day in 1837, Ralph Waldo Emerson delivered a speech entitled The American Scholar to the Phi Beta Kappa Society of Harvard. He was filling in for somebody else who'd backed out at the last minute, but he gave a speech that people talked about for months afterward, in which he said that scholars had become too obsessed with ideas of the past. They were bookworms rather than thinkers. He told the audience to break from the past, pay attention to the present, and create their own new, unique ideas. Emerson said, "Life is our dictionary. This time, like all times, is a very good one if we but know what to do with it. I embrace the common. I explore and sit at the feet of the familiar, the low. Give me insight into today, and you may have the antique and future worlds." The speech was published that same year, made Emerson famous. Oliver Wendell Holmes called it the Intellectual Declaration of Independence. It's the birthday of William Shawn, born Chicago, 1907. He was a young reporter in New Mexico when he began writing stories for the Talk of the Town section of The New Yorker, which eventually hired him. He worked his way up to managing editor and then took over as editor from Harold Ross when Ross died in 1952, and helped turn The New Yorker into a magazine of serious journalism, famous for giving writers all the time they needed and all the space a magazine could give them, and also for hands-on editing. William Shawn read every story at least three times before it was published. He was squeamish about violence in fiction, once decided not to publish an article about fishing because he didn't like the idea of killing fish. He disliked air conditioning, was rarely photographed, didn't give interviews, never once gave a speech in public. Even people who'd known him for years still called him Mr. Shawn. 4 days before he died in 1992, he had lunch with Lillian Ross, who showed him a book cover blurb she had written, asked him to copyright it. He took out a mechanical pencil, and he corrected her sentence, which said, "The book remains as fresh and unique as ever." He changed it to read, "Remains unique and as fresh as ever." Mr. Shawn said, "There are no degrees of uniqueness." It's the birthday of the lyricist Alan J. Lerner, New York City, 1918, who, along with Frederick Lowe, wrote Brigadoon with their first hit song, Almost Like Being in Love, and 9 years later, My Fair Lady, with Julie Andrews. And the rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain. Here's a poem for today by Charles Wright, entitled After Reading Tao Ching, I wander untethered through the short grass. Dry spring, no rain for 5 weeks. Already the lush green begins to bow its head and sink to its knees. Already the plucked stalks and thyroid weeds like insects fly up and trouble my line of sight. I stand inside the word here, as that word stands in its sentence, unshadowy, half at ease. Religion's been in a ruin for over 1,000 years. Why shouldn't the sky be tatters, lost notes to forgotten songs? I inhabit who I am, as Tao Ching says, and walk about under the mindless clouds. When it ends, it ends. What else? One morning, I'll leave home and never find my way back. My story and I will disappear together, just like this. A poem by Charles Wright, after reading Tao Ching, I wander untethered through the short grass, from his collection Appalachia, published by Farrar, Straus, Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find your favorite poem with the poetry tool online at poetryfoundation.org. production assistance from Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.